Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So this guy, Travis Decker, he gets online, starts searching for Canada relocation, how to get to Canada. And then he searched for methods of killing as well. Plastic bags, zip ties, location choices, things of that nature. Then he gets the kids and he's acting weird. And mom noted it. But it was his time. It was his time to go have time with the girls. And that's the last time she ever saw him. What the hell do you think's going through this guy's mind? I know that's a very insanely broad question, and we probably never know the answer to it, but he's planning on getting to Canada. He wants to get his girls, and clearly he's planning on killing them as well.
It's insidious. You know, there are a couple of things that we look for when parents murder their children. The first, of course, is psychosis. And we think of the case of Andrea Yates, who was schizophrenic, home alone with five kids, hallucinating about the devil, and had the delusion that the children were possessed, and the only way that she could free them and send them to heaven with God was to drown them in the bathtub. And yeah, she killed all of them. So that's a very different case than something like this, where you look at, most often we would be looking at, was this about revenge? Was this about trying to cause pain to the children's mother because he was angry at her? His life was in the toilet. He was deteriorating. And how can we fathom someone who thinks that way? I mean, I think for you and I, it's just impossible to put yourself in the mind of a person like that. But yeah, you know, he was diagnosed borderline. I would guess that there was a lot of antisocial personality, meaning psychopathic traits mixed in there. Who knows how his military service affected him, diagnosed with PTSD. But there are millions and millions of people diagnosed with PTSD. It doesn't make them violent. It doesn't make them hurt their children. So it's a hard one to put together. But my guess is that there was this revenge element to it, which, of course, made him very dangerous and inappropriate for ever spending time with them.
Is this an example of a family annihilator?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Also called filicide.
Yeah. Because I mean, we've talked about that. Alec Murdaugh is one that they brought that up in. And basically, it kind of comes down to no shit's given. The world, like everything in my world is gone and going to be destroyed. So I might as well take everyone else out with me.
Yeah, throw in, as we always say with Cluster B, you get a mix of all these awful traits in the bad criminals. And the narcissism, the children belong to him. They're his. They're sort of like an extension of him. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he can do what he wants with them. And that's another warped perception.
The bodies were discovered on June 1st. They found his DNA there. It was very fast to when they found them. Authorities are now looking for him, as you know, out by you in the mountains in Washington. They assume he might be headed towards Canada. How do things like this, I mean, is there a typical way that something like this ends? And my gut is going to tell me that they're going to find him dead somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to find him dead from suicide or they're going to find him dead from just, you know, living in the mountains and something accidentally happening. I don't know. Do people like this just tend to end it for themselves or very often?
Yeah, very often they do. They may have a fantasy at first that they're going to survive this somehow, but then once it's done and reality hits, you're not going to get out of this. They will suicide or try to do the, you know, suicide by cop in some way. And that would be my first guess about how it ends.
And that's interesting because I don't know. I mean, again, you're not dealing with common sense here. I was going to say common sense would say, no, common sense doesn't matter in this equation.
It's an entirely different world. I did, I was not directly involved. I was asked to be involved and I declined. A woman also in the Pacific Northwest, interestingly, so I can say this, she was not my client, but I was contacted by somebody about trying to evaluate her in, you know, to help her.
Yeah.
And I said, that's one I can't validate that. But she had had a very brutal, bad divorce with her husband, was very angry at him, borderline personality, and had a newborn baby and left and actually went to a women's shelter and smothered the baby. And then tried to overdose herself, and she did not die. And of course, the baby did. And so she was charged with, I don't remember what the specific charge was, but they wanted a psychological excuse to, you know, get her out of the criminal thing. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I think there was possibly major depression with some psychotic features. And it was this sense of, well, I can't go on anymore, so I'm going to take the baby with me and we'll be together in the afterlife. And so you can get this kind of strange delusional thinking going that's maybe not fully psychotic, but it's not grounded in reality. So you can see people with very strange ways of perceiving the world.
I'm going to go and I'm too selfish to be without you. So I love you so much, I'm going to take you with me.
Take you with me, yeah.
Yep. And that's the best place for you. Better than being with mom over here on this earth who's treating you well. And it's also, you know, it's got to be some sort of a dark F you to mom as well. Of
very true.
You have your stuff together, I don't. And screw you for that.
Yeah, it speaks of rage.
Yeah.
It really, really speaks of rage.
How the hell do we get ahead of these sort of people? Because they seem to be everywhere. I mean, I don't know. I struggle with this one because remember back in the 80s and 90s, you'd hear about these stories about the Susan Smiths of the world and that sort of stuff. And it would be like, oh, that'd be one of the big stories of the year. I remember in my yearbook in school, you'd get like the end of the year. Here's like what happened in pop culture or the news and all that. And I remember like Susan Smith being in one of those of like, and this horrible mother did like, oh my God, yes. Now it's like every other week or maybe every week. And there's stories worse, far worse than even what she did. And it's happening all the time. Are we in that more of an unstable society than we were 20 years ago? Or are we hearing about these things more because they're being reported more and people are getting away with it less? And it's being brought to light. And there maybe was a lot more going on back then, but it was easier to slide under the radar back then with less technology to monitor.
That would be a really interesting one for me to research and try to get into the Justice Department data and see what are the statistics about filicide and is this happening more often. It sure seems like it is, but we also have the internet, which is giving us much more news. Mm-hmm. And, you know, murder suicides happen, it seems like happen more often. But we do live in an increasingly violent society with a lot of people who are homeless, a lot of people who are on drugs and altering their reality in ways that, you know, hurt their families. So I'm going to look that up. I don't know what the data would show, but that's a really good question.
It does make you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, this is, you know, this is a world that you live in, and you, I'm sure you think about this stuff, and there is no easy answer. There is no easy solution to any of this. But, you know, from your experience, your expertise, if you were to try and get ahead of this sort of situation before the parent that has the problem gets the, you know, uninterrupted access, the unmonitored access with the kids, what would be some easy things? First, I want to talk about what we could put in place if, you know, the right people were doing it, like politicians and such that would need to be there. But then I also want to talk about what a mother can do with what exists, or a father can do with what exists in place. So let's start with the, in a perfect world, Siobhan, and Siobhan can lead the way. And here's what we're doing, kids. With a big scepter. You need a scepter, I think, too.
That
glows. And it's like, the scepter says, and then you can tell everyone what to do. What would you do? How would we fix this?
This is so hard, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How to be succinct with that. Number one, fund child welfare agencies and make sure they have small caseloads, that they follow up, that they monitor. If there's ever a problem reported, they get out there. And I do think that they're well-meaning people, but we're not giving them the resources they need. So we need to do that. We need, as you say, the politicians to get involved and to reevaluate all the biases that exist in the laws now toward family reunification. We need to change that. But then we need places where these kids can be loved and nurtured and taken care of. So how can we incentivize people to do foster care? Mm-hmm. And that's one that would take probably a creative team to come up with. But we need to, you know, do you give tax credits to people who can take on a couple of extra foster kids? I know for many people, it's perhaps a way of making extra money. And that's, you know, not, you don't want people doing it just for the money. But on the other hand, it is expensive. And so that would be one area to look at. Can we, and then, of course, once you determine that people are qualified to be foster parents, have social workers that go out regularly and monitor and do home visits, do unannounced home visits, and come in and make sure that those kids are being taken care of. Mm-hmm. So we need a better social safety net. There are organizations online, and I wish I had the names handy, of support groups where parents who are caught in this dilemma can meet online and give advice to each other and to try to come up with how do we present in court if you have to represent yourself pro per because you can't afford an attorney, how to do that. There's a woman, I know the name of the woman who started a big organization is Tina Swithin, W-I-T-H-I-N. And so Googling Tina Swithin would bring up her organization, but I forget the name of the organization, but that's what they do. It's a grassroots run by mothers who have been in this scenario, and in some cases, they have had people involved in their organization who did have the children murdered. And, you know, so there's just a wealth of knowledge and resources out there. But there's a lot of homework to do. And this idea that somebody who's homeless, who's mentally ill, who's unstable, is given any unsupervised time with children, we've got to take it seriously.
It seems like such an obvious thing, but one of those where nobody wants to basically upset something. Nobody wants to upset basically the system, quote unquote.
Right.
The only one you're going to really upset is the unstable parent. That and maybe the kids, if they don't quite grasp why this is not going on. I would say the kids may be a little bit more understanding, you know, if they're of a certain age. They can tell if something's wrong with mom or dad. You're going to upset that unstable person to begin with, which can then be dangerous, you know, if that person is just free and out there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.